With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So 60 days to the World Cup in Qatar, and you can drink booze there. Football fans can drink beer during the matches at the World Cup in Qatar.
How much does it cost you, though?
Well, as long as it's non-alcoholic Budweiser Zero.
What's their issue with them?
So it's alcohol-free. That's probably...
Bud?
It must be a sponsor thing, yeah.
And only NA?
So during the matches...
Right.
You can only drink Budweiser Zero. 15 euro for a pint.
15 pints. 15 euro for a pint of NA Budweiser.
Yeah. 0%. I didn't know they did that. Ticket holders will be able to buy pricey pints within the stadium perimeter hours before the matches. So you can go in and have alcohol booze.
Real booze.
Real booze inside the perimeter. If you try and get outside the perimeter of these places,
you'd get your hand cut off.
Well, no, you wouldn't get your hand cut off, but you'd be deported. You could face prison. They take it quite seriously.
There's a lot of English fans now who I just don't think would be able for this.
No, I don't think so. Another would be...
Like, do you remember this fella sticking fireworks up their bottoms?
Yes, I remember
those. If that happens in Qatar, I
don't think they... I don't know what they do in Qatar for that. I don't think they've had experience
like
that.
Like
kind of
a flare in your arse. Not a hope.
No. You'd have to wonder about the person's...
You would.
Mind. Why, this is a good idea. Why not just stick a firework in my... between my cheeks. Anyway, so you can during the match, though, you can only drink Budweiser Zero.
That's so weird. Like,
yeah,
I do wonder why it was decided it would be in such a restrictive country lots of the things you'd associate with enjoying football.
The FIFA spokesman said our goal was catering for those who wish to enjoy an alcoholic drink, with also being respectful towards the local culture. Yeah.
But I presume in hotels, I've never been to Qatar. Has anyone been? And can you let us know? In hotels, can you kind of do what you want?
Yeah, so if you are... we're not there, so who else? Yeah, so the English fans, they'll definitely be having a drink.
Yeah. So I'm not saying we wouldn't ourselves now.
No, so I think they can drink in their hotels and they can drink at the ground. So it's the travelling too that they might want to bring something from the minibar. And if they do, they're going to...
I don't know, you can't get... No, don't say that.
Don't say what?
You can't if you're caught.
Do you think that I'm going to influence English fans what to do in 60 days?
Yeah. If you're caught with an L. If you're caught, in your coat.
Deportation.
Good luck.
You'll be arrested. You'll miss the whole thing.
Is that Coca-Cola or did you put something else into it?
No, I don't know how strict they are. Will they allow a little bit to let it go lax because there'll be so many.
Personal use.
I mean, the English fans,
I know.
They like to throw. Not all English fans. Obviously, most English fans are fine. There's a few. There's an element.
Yeah, of course.
Who like to throw chairs and things and stick rockets in their bottom. But
most of them are gets them.
Most of them are well behaved and don't want to miss the match. So I'd imagine if you spend the amount of tickets to go, the amount of money to go travel there and attend it, you're not going to mess it up.
There's lots of things you can buy on the internet that look like coffee cups and stuff that you could have something else in.
Oh yes, you can get baseball caps with straws.
You can. You can.
It's roughly €9 a pint in the hotels in Qatar. Thank you for that.
But can you have what you want in the hotels? Can you imagine you're not in Qatar in the hotels?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
I know in some places like in Dubai and stuff, you can, within certain areas, you can...
Yeah, I think it's very similar to Dubai. Am I wrong?
I think stricter again.
Stricter again. Conor McGregor is looking for someone to work with directly for him to promote his brand of hooch.
Oh, yeah.
He took out a full-page ad in the New York Times to advertise the position under the head, "Get a proper job." Mostly for proper
12, yeah. Right, yeah. this for a pub in Drimnagh? He's advertising the New York Times.
My very own proper number 12 Irish whiskey. This is me doing Conor McGregor now.
You're not sure who that is in
Paris. No, I'm not sure. Is seeking a full-time brand ambassador to spread the good word about our liquid gold across the globe.
It's very, very good.
It's very good.
Well, it's very, very good. It is. I can't do it either.
You pay nothing. Yeah.
Where's Al Foran when you need him? Al Foran does Conor better than Conor can do Conor.
He does. So anyway, if you want to go and work for Conor McGregor. Now, if you wanted to work for Conor McGregor, you couldn't be a Conor McGregor super fan. You
probably
know?
Not. He'll smoke that out.
Yeah.
If you
wear the little dicky bows and the tight fitting suits with and you walk like the pigeon, like
there'd be none too plus.
You probably go no.
I don't know if walking like a pigeon would rule you out of the job. There's a lot of fellas.
That's the first thing I would look for. If anyone came to work here, if they walk like a pigeon, I don't know if I'd approve.
So you walk into the interview and look like you're going to start beating your chest.
The first question I'd ask, can you walk up and down there, please? And if there's any pigeon stuff, I'd be saying.
I
prefer owls.
I was behind a different proper this morning in traffic. I was behind proper church.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did you know it was him?
Because he has a very recognisable set of wheels.
It does.
With a very recognisable plate.
He makes very nice knives.
He does make very nice noises. Yeah. He's planning for the day.
Much keen.
So a proper church.
Where was he going? Was he going training?
I was thinking. I was literally driving. I was turning at the Sea Bank House. He was going straight, probably towards East Link, and I was like, "Is he going over now?"
Okay.
I think they trade in the Aviva, don't they, or somewhere around there?
Yeah. Well, where's their gym? He could have been going for a swim.
Well, in all my years driving at this hour of the morning, and I'm pretty much a man of routine, I've never been behind proper church before.
He likes to go down and have a dip in the sea off the Bull Wall.
Yeah, this wasn't. Oh yeah, you could have been going to the Bull Wall.
Could have been
going
there. And do you know what?
He's not going to Clontarf with the little yellow wall though.
Sometimes, yeah. So he could have been going there. I would imagine
that or training
and proper church. If you're listening, respect. I'd say he's going to get a coffee.
Yeah, don't say something's going on.
No, I'm not going to say anything. He's a coffee nut. He's probably travelling somewhere to get the best coffee he can get this time of the morning.
And congratulations to Keane, actually, and his good lady, because they welcomed Russell Healy into the world. He announced on Instagram last night. Born on the 7th of September. I like when you hold back for a few days. Keep it to yourself.
The next generation.
Yeah.
Russell Healy has picked up the World Cup for Ireland. 2049.
Thankfully, your man, I can't remember his name. Keane Healy will take this. No, he won't, though.
Wow.
Whatever his name is, I can't remember. Anyway, that was my journey this morning.
Well,
if we ever
bump into him, we'll ask him, what were you doing on the 21st of September? Where were you going?
Training? Driving to work, were you?
Training, like coffee, or swimming? Which is it?
Or making a knife.
Paris Hilton has lost her dog.
Oh.
So she's brokenhearted, as you would be if you lost a pet. It is a very upsetting time. I remember losing my dog. She was gone for 4 days. We thought she was done, and then she came back.
Did you not do a shout out to her on the radio?
No, we didn't do a shout out to the dog.
I thought you wanted to say hello to a dog, and the dog had a very rude name.
No, I did. I did do a shout out to a dog on the radio, but I did. That was a prank call when I was in school.
Did you not trick the man on the radio to think the dog's name was Whiskey?
Barked.
And then you shouted something.
Can I say hello to him? No, I didn't shout anything else. He was a priest.
All right. Now, Paris Hilton not keep all her dogs in her handbags? So how does she lose one?
She's offering a large cash reward for information leading to the teacup chihuahua Diamond Baby. This is a very small dog. It looks slightly like a monkey. Those teacup chihuahuas look like monkeys, don't they?
They are very small. Yeah. Is it a boy or a girl?
Pointy ears. Diamond Baby. I'm guessing a girl if it's Diamond Baby, but I don't know. So she's invested in drones to help look for the search. She's invested in a dog whisperer, and she's invested in a pet detective.
I'm not sure how what use a whisperer for a dog is if the dog's gone far away. It's not going to hear it. Like, if the dog's 10 kilometres away,
your fire chance.
Hearing.
She's also invested in a psychic. She's trying everything here. She really, really wants to get her dog back.
Maybe the dog had enough.
She reckons that the pampered pooch escaped while she was away at a photo shoot. Well, of course. As a removal team were packing up ahead of her house, so the dog must have jumped into a box or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe ran out when the door was open.
Could happen. Yeah, it could happen to a bishop.
She said one of the movers must have left the door open. Anyone who's ever loved a pet and lost a pet will understand this pain I'm feeling. I do, absolutely. I remember coming home from school and my dog was back and she was wrecked.
What do you reckon she was doing for 4 days?
Well,
hanging around with young fellas.
Exactly. This dog, Delilah.
So your dog was a session ma?
She was very fond of the lads.
Right.
And the lads were very fond of her.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, the lads would often be sort of hanging around the house, ringing the bell, going, is Delilah coming out? And we go, no, not today, lads.
She's anyway, a bit tired. She's a headache.
She ran off, she got lost, and I think she went in behind the bushes with all the lads.
All the lads?
All the lads in the whole area by the look of her.
Jesus,
she was in a right out state. Anyway, she looked like she had a good time. She was like smiling in front of the fire.
Was her tongue hanging out?
No, she was asleep. She slept for about 2 days. She was wrecked. She was just running around. She was a mad dog.
Right, okay.
Anyway, one of the movers must have left the door open, so she's looking. She's trying everything. She said, Diamond Baby is my everything, truly like a daughter to me. We're inseparable. She's my best friend. Always by my side, except for the day he went to the photo shoot and left
the
dog.
Yeah, clearly not inseparable that day.
So it must be just an accident. It can happen.
Possibly, yeah.
Some dogs just, they see an open door and they're gone.
I do have a side note dog question, though. I've noticed my own dog, who's a female, has started cocking her leg to wee. I thought that was just for fellas. Like, out of nowhere, she's tooing a bit, has just started lifting the leg, going against a lamppost or a bush.
That. Yeah, that.
Is that not just for males?
Generally, that's what they do, but some might have just something.
Does my dog want to tell me something, like?
Yeah, your dog might be, might just having some inherited memory or something. She might see other dogs doing that and think that's a good idea. That's that's a very clean way of going.
I definitely always thought ladies couldn't kneel down to wee.
Lady dogs generally
lady dogs.
Do, yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit weird, like. I've never seen it before.
I've seen it. It's not that rare. Some lady dogs just like to
throw the leg.
Like to try it, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, if it keeps up, I'll let you know.
We can ask the super vet. I think we're going to be talking to him soon.
Are we? I love Noel Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good question for him, so.
That'd be a good one to start, yeah.
It would be, yeah.
What's going on? My sister had a dog who was gay.
Okay.
She was a gay dog.
Right.
She was only interested in other girl dogs.
I haven't heard of that breed.
And she would, she was very confused about.
I think they all sniff each other, though. Is that what you're going by?
This is no.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Male or female?
She was female. Yeah. She would attempt to have fun times with other females.
Right.
Which is, I'd never seen. Now, there's Noel Fitzpatrick. Come on now.
Noel, we have a few questions and answers for you.
What's about the gay dogs? It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
Congratulations to two boys called the Dobros. The Dobros are not in Dublin, but they are in Galway. And they've gone to an international pizza competition in Naples, no less. Now, look, the world is a big place, so 79th may not seem that good a number. But they have been voted 79th on the list of the best pizza in the world.
79th in the world? I've seen this competition. There was a TV show about two Scottish lads, and they had a little van, and they drove to Naples to be in this competition. And they did quite well. And they made pizzas on the way as they went to pay for their trip.
Founded by brothers Eugene and Ronan Greeny. It was a food truck to begin with, as some of the best food places start off as, and then they grew bigger. Unfortunately, they are only in Galway, but I say unfortunately, I've gone onto Google Maps right now. Avoiding a crash on the M50, we could be there in 2 hours 28. Just let me double check.
We don't need to leave Dublin to get there.
2 hours 28 minutes. It says,
it's a long way to go for pizza, but look, there's some really good pizza in Dublin.
It's a voice crash on the M50. So where we are now, it would be a round trip of 420 kilometres to get that pizza.
Maybe just hit them up next time you're in Galway. And there's plenty of great pizza in Dublin.
I know, but they're not on this list, Jim.
They're not on the list. 79th. Now, I did see the picture, and there's very good leoparding.
What does that mean? Are there black spots?
You know, I'm a bit of a pizza expert myself.
Leoparding. I never knew it was called leoparding.
Leoparding. So if you have very good dough, if you got those little black spots on the pizza and underneath.
Can a leoparding ever change the spots, though?
So it looks like kind of like a leopard spots. You get the little black spots.
How do you get that now?
You have to let your dough sort of hang around for 2 or 3 days to get the good dough.
So it's not burnt.
Looks like a sourdough pizza as well. Pretty good.
So it's not burning that causes that black spot?
No, when it goes in, it gets that leoparding if it's really good dough. And you get
leoparding.
You get that nice undercarriage.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, good undercarriage. Underneath the pizza, if you look underneath and see that sort of, you see that kind of little bit.
Same charredness.
Yeah, man.
And like wrinkles, kind of.
Oh, yeah, I checked that out now before.
Undercarriage and leoparding.
Yeah, man.
I never knew
that. Bit of a pizza expert myself, bud, yeah.
Where's the crash of the A50? I don't actually know because on my traffic report, which I'm not questioning, although I kind of am. Some young fella who's just started in that company to does this traffic, by the way. He's only out of, he did his leaving cert and now he does the traffic. It's southbound. It just says M1 to Red Cow. It's really, really heavy. But we can go to Dobro's via town. We don't have to go near the M50.
Dobro's, there's a place in Bray on the seafront that's supposed to be amazing. I think it's the Dough Box.
Have they got good undercarriage?
I haven't tried it.
But what about the leoparding?
I'd say I've seen their website. The leoparding looks spot on.
I think I'll stick to me too.
They've won an award as well. There's loads of people who've won awards. Like, stay in Dublin.
Yeah, but it was in Naples.
Spend your money. Yeah, Naples. Yeah, good.
I'll just stick to me 250.
Go to Galway for a weekend. Great. Try, what's the name of them? Doughboys?
Dobro's. Doughboys are in town. They're different.
Try the Dobro's when you're in Galway.
Dobro's.
But while you're here, there's plenty of great pizza in Dublin.
Yep, 250, Lidl, frozen freezer.
Make sure you get your leoparding right.
And your undercarriage. I can't believe this.
Oh, you don't want to flop.
No. That'd be terrible.
One bite, everybody knows the rules.
No double dipping.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So Taylor Swift announced yesterday morning, by the end of the day, she'd be telling her fans more about her new album, Midnights.
She went to a gig and did a 10-minute version of her song.
Oh, yeah. I've seen long versions of songs.
10?
The longest I've seen was Alicia Keys did Fallen for about 25 minutes.
You saw her in the Olympia, didn't you?
No, that was in The Point. But she's 25 minutes. She's still going. In a TikTok video, she's sitting beside a drum with balls in it, each ball having a number related to her new songs. Number 13 came out of the drum and she revealed the song on the TikTok.
Was Brian Norman there doing the lotto as well?
He hasn't done that for a long time.
She could do lotto. What does he do?
I don't know what he does. Whatever he's told, I'd say.
He delivers the jeans, I'd say. Little van.
I'm going to be using this technologically advanced device to help me allow fate to decide exactly what track titles I'm going to be announcing and in what order. In this cage are 13 ping pong balls labeled 1 through 13, each representing a track on the Midnights album. So let's leave it up to fate. The first track I'm going to tell you about, track 13. Because of course. Track 13 is called Mastermind.
I'd fire you, the old social media team there, Taylor. The music is way too loud. Couldn't hear you. And you're playing bingo to talk about your new album. It's not exactly cool.
So you're not watching Andor. It's too rude. Now, it is violent for people who've been watching Mandalorian.
So
stuff.
Andor is 17s, strictly over 17s, because there's very, like, House of Games, there'll be a lot of spicy stuff in it, and there'll be a lot of graphic stuff in it. So it's not for little fans. It drops on Disney Plus today, though, and Andor takes place prior to the events of Rogue One, which is really good. And we caught up with Denise Goff, who plays Dedra Miro, and Kyle Soller, who plays Cyril. And we asked if they experienced the fan anticipation yet.
Luckily, we've been kind of...
We've been separate.
To the fans, to people who have grown up with it or people who have found these films, you know, later in life, they have such a devotion to its legacy and where it's going. And it is like we were... It is like they gave us a pardon. They were like, it's okay, you've done all right. You know, because if you hadn't, we would let you know and you'd be blacklisted and you'd never work again. But it's
it seems like it's going quite well.
Yeah, being welcomed into that community and being aware of it is it's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool.
We'll have more Andor stuff for you throughout the morning.
Ricky Gervais, now I think this stuff surfaced, but it didn't happen recently. He was coming out of a hotel in LA and a load of paparazzi were trying to talk to him, and one of them ran backwards into a pole or something. And he was going for a jog. So he had a little bit of a chat with him, got a photograph, and then said, right, you guys wait here. I'm going for a little jog down the road.
Love you,
Ricky.
Hi.
Hey, you were hilarious on Ellen the other day.
Oh, thank you. That's always good fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Now be careful. Jesus. Listen. Uh-huh. Any soundbite I might have is not worth killing yourself.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Listen, stand still, okay. Do it. And then I'm going to go and running, but I don't need to hurt yourselves.
Okay.
Sure.
stand still and then I'm going to go running.
And then they film him jogging off down the road. Now, I think it was a few years ago. His hair looks a bit darker.
One of his appearances on the One Show was also a few years ago, but you should probably go and have a look at that.
Oh, it's so funny. He's talking about food.
Yeah.
And he gets
it. Who's Brian?
He gets a dose of the giggles.
It's
Ricky Gervais, The One Show. Google it.
Yeah, nearly as cool as the time they had Stormzy on. Just still so random.
Five first lines. That's what I'm calling this.
Five first lines.
So
okay.
This is just a little sort of to ease you into the day, see if you can get these. I've got an array of artificial intelligence ladies at my disposal.
What do you use them for?
Voices.
They're
not real. They're not real now, you know.
Okay.
You always go to something rude, don't you?
You said ladies.
They're like artificial intelligence ladies. I don't like the boys. The boys, their voices are annoying. So I've got these artificial, and I'm able to change the pitch and everything of their voices.
Okay.
So I've asked my friends who are there.
Make them say what you want?
I can make them say anything you want. We can do that,
Jim,
if you want.
You're so gorgeous.
Thanks very much. Right, so five lines, okay? These are the first lines, five first lines. These are the first lines of five songs. Can you get them all? Just WhatsApp it into us for the crack. You could get a strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug if you're very good. Nobby, you haven't heard these, so...
I have not heard these.
Want to write these down rather than shout these out?
Okay.
Here we go.
Down, Louis.
Here we go.
I want to hold him like they do in Texas, please.
What's her name?
Her name's Brenda.
I want to hold him like they do in Texas, please.
All right.
And the Golding.
Thank you, Brenda.
Okay.
That's one. So these are five first lines, five songs.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
You're obsessed with that band.
Yeah, I am. That was Edith, by the way.
Edith.
Yeah.
I want to be king in your story. I want to know who you are.
Oh, I know that one.
Mm. That's tougher, isn't it?
Oh, so start off
nice and easy.
Yeah.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. It sounds just like a song.
Yeah.
All right, he's doing well. It's just like the Leaving Cert, isn't it? It's like the Arrow.
Yeah. Never win first place. I don't support the team. I can't take direction and my socks are never clean.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Can't take direction, my socks are never clean. I know that.
Never win first place. I don't support the team. I can't take direction and my socks are never clean.
It's a slow song.
Well, it starts off slow and then it kicks in, yeah.
Socks are never clean. I know that, but I can't think of the... What happened to her there?
She coughed. That's her cough in the AI world.
AI cough.
Yeah, so I'll give you the five of them in a row. Here they come.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. I want to be king in your story. I want to know who you are.
I think he's Irish.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song.
I think he's British.
Never win first place. I don't support the team. I can't take direction and my socks are never clean.
What song is that? Oh, I know that one.
Well, do your head in. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
Cabra.
All right. So we gave them the one that seemed to stump Nobby was the last one.
I win first place. I don't support the team. I can't take direction and my socks are never clean.
Yeah, haven't got that. I know it. I just can't.
Janet has them all right. So Janet gets a strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug.
Oh, she's a real Janet, not an AI Janet.
No, she's real. Yeah, she's real. Well, I presume.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
She's real. She's WhatsApped in. But I have to get her to do one of those pads. Prove you're human.
So the first song I
click on all the fire hydrants there, Janet.
Click on all the images that have bridges.
Yeah,
I hate those things.
Yeah.
So the first one I'm just purely because the lyrics, I'm going to guess Taylor Swift, but I guess Wildest Dreams is not that.
Taylor Swift, right? And what else?
Style. I love that Taylor Swift song, Style.
So you think the first one is Taylor Swift?
That's what I said to you.
Oh no.
Or is the last one Taylor Swift?
No, there's no Taylor Swift in there.
Oh, I thought you said, yeah, that's right.
No, I didn't, no.
Oh.
I wouldn't have before we came back.
Right.
Here is the answers to the five. And Janet, well done, top of the class. You got a gold star at the top of your page. I wanna hold them like they do. Poker face. Killers, everyone got that.
Yeah.
Mr. Brightside.
Be king in your Giants, sword. Have that.
Dermot Kennedy, no.
What?
Not Giants. Watermelon Sugar.
Yeah. And it
never win first place.
Oh, yeah.
I don't support the team. I can't.
Don't let me get me.
Don't get me, get me. So the Dermo one is.
Not Giants.
Power Over Me.
Ah, yeah. Sounds quite like it, though. That's a good song, actually. It's one of Dermot's best. Power Over Me.
Well done, Janet. You get yourself a strawberry alarm clock cuddle mug. And all my AI ladies. You can now. Rest easy.
All your AI ladies. All your AI ladies.
10 questions.
60 yeah. seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Who is the caller?
Jack from Malahide. He's a physio. How are you, Jack?
Hi there, I'm good.
Give us a good piece of advice. What's the best way to sleep for your body?
Best way to sleep?
Yeah. What's the best position?
On your side, on your back, on your tummy?
Are there any physio tips?
Good question. Sleeping on your side, I guess. I find that most comfortable.
Right. Yeah. Any advice, like bend your knees instead of your back or anything like that? Or
Whatever's most comfortable for you, I suppose.
Okay. Not long out of college, Jack, are you?
I'm actually still a student.
Oh, okay, well then.
Final year now.
Right. So have you done your work placement yet or anything like that? Or?
I'm actually on placement at the moment.
Lovely.
So okay. I have 2 weeks left of placement.
Right.
Right. Okay, look. Jack, we want to give you €1,000. We've got 10 questions. I think they're very doable today. But I think that most days. Because I know
Sounds
the answers.
That
yes.
would be lovely.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll give this a good... We'll give it a good bash. Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Baz Ashmawi had a TV show called 50 Ways to Kill Who?
Not a good start.
It's on Sky.
I'm not sure.
What county is Belfast in?
Antrim.
Did Conor McGregor train as an electrician, a bricklayer or a plumber?
Plumber.
What position does footballer David De Gea play in?
Goalkeeper.
True or false, Ricky Gervais' partner's name is Jane?
True.
Who's older, Jennifer Lopez or Ryan Tuberty?
Jennifer Lopez.
Kay Burley is a newsreader on what TV station?
RTE.
The 75 bus route starts in Dunleary or Dunleary and ends at what major shopping centre?
Dundrum.
Extra Slice is a spin-off show of what reality TV show?
Not sure.
It was on last night. And What Do You Mean was a 2015 hit for what artist?
Justin Bieber.
Is the right answer. Good one, Jack.
You sounded a bit like him there when he just a line. Yeah. Hi, this is Justin Bieber.
Off to a bad start there.
It was a bad start. Once you have a bad start, it can throw you a bit. It was 50 yeah. ways to kill your mammy. Do you remember that? You'd be going around with his ma.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Great show. Emmy Award winning.
It did. Yeah.
International Emmy.
Won an Emmy. Congratulations to Nancy. She's the only woman from Churchtown who has an Emmy. / Nutgrove.
Okay.
Andrew was right. He did. Conor McGregor was a plumber.
No, he is a plumber. Was a plumber.
He was a plumber. For many years, he was a plumber. And
how many years? Like good years?
Yeah. Yeah, he was working on the sites for a long time.
Was he?
Yeah, the dream. He was doing the training at the same time. It's a good story.
There must be someone out there who worked with Conor McGregor.
He was the first Irish guy to join the UFC.
Congratulations to him.
Jane is Ricky Gervais's partner. He's been with her since 1982. And they just live together. They're not married.
And yeah, he said 1982. Believe it or not, Ricky's almost 60, if not 60. He doesn't look it, but he is.
Kay Burley is on Sky News.
Oh, okay.
She's one of the main readers on there.
Although they had to bar her for a while because she went to a party during COVID. The Square is where the 75 ends up.
Yeah. The Great British Bake Off has the on Fridays they have the extra slice. Joe Brand and Tom Allen.
Yeah.
Jack, you had a go. You were brave.
You got six, Jack.
Never let go.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
See you later.
Thank you. Cheers.
What?
Never let go, Jack. Never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
Ding dong, ding a ding a dong. Next to me.
All right, okay. So the reason that that man's in our minds is this guy called Kean Carroll yesterday did the funniest tweet I've seen in a long time. So Ronan Keating on his official account, Ronan Official.
Blue tick, verified.
He said, well, British Airways, that was quite a day. Bumped my son off a flight with a business class ticket because you overlooked his flight. Then you lose his luggage and you ask us to pay for collection. Otherwise, it'll take 2 days for delivery. Disgusting. You call yourself a world-class airline? Emoji confused.
I love the way he has business class ticket in the line.
And Kean Carroll responded to him. And British Airways.
You need music for this now.
Yeah, I need music for this. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
He said, so, I was once like you are now, and I know it's not easy to be calm when you've found out there's something going on. But Ronan, take your time. Think a lot. Think of everything you've got. For you will still be here tomorrow, but your son's bags will not. Couple is there's not better than a TikToker. It's a TikTok couple.
Oh God.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's worse than couples who go jogging together.
They have a morphed name. Although I do like some of the TikTok couples who do fake videos where they try and surprise each other.
Oh yeah.
And it's clicks. Usually it involves some bloke getting smacked in the head by a girl in her underpants.
Yeah.
Or you know,
or a pillow.
She might be wearing her underpants and she's cooking something for clicks. And he'll run up and say something to her and she'll go, ah, and then we all laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But this couple are better because Nicola and Stephen have discovered something that apparently is unbelievable. They have rated the thumbs up and rate the experience 1,000 out of 10. So their math skills aren't the best.
1,000 out of 10. All right, okay.
Their video is captioned, couldn't recommend this more. Go try now. The new thing is don't walk, run to try this. One commenter said, everyone tells me I'm crazy to do it. I found my people. Someone else said, I've been doing this for years. Literally the only way to eat it.
What is it?
So, you get a Kinder Bueno, right? This is not complicated at all.
Right, this is the long one. It comes in the little cellophane wrap. I love the little gold thing that you have to tear off the front.
I do like that's posh,
I do
isn't
like
it?
That. It is a bit posh.
It's like a Twix in a sleeping bag.
Yeah, better than a Twix, I'd say.
Oh, better than a Twix?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, Kinder Buenos, you get them and you stick them in the freezer. That's all you do.
Oh.
And then after a few hours, they taste 10 times better out of a freezer. Now, Kinder Bueno do their own range of kind of ice creamy things as well.
Oh, they do, yeah, yeah.
But this is what they're saying. Try this, you won't be disappointed. People are leaving, they're saying this, they're commenting saying this is just absolutely the best thing ever. Another TikTok user wrote, try Snickers, guys. It's crazy.
I had a Snickers ice cream yesterday.
Well,
haven't had one in years.
How did that go for you?
Absolutely delicious.
Did you ever get the Mars bar one?
I did.
How'd that go for you?
That was also delicious. I think I would place the Snickers ice cream on a tier ahead of the Mars. It's the nuts.
Yes,
they were
it is
really,
very good, yeah.
Really good quality peanuts.
Somebody else said mini rolls, Mars bars, Kinder bars, and cherry Bakewells. Put them all in the freezer and then try them.
Well, cherry Bakewells will break your teeth.
Well, maybe I don't know. I've never tried it out of a freezer. But look, it's the new trend. Everyone's talking about it.
Now, I follow all these kind of...
Jim. It was very good.
I follow all these kind of weird accounts to do with these
things.
I'd
say you do, yeah.
And last night, I'm trying to find out exactly where it was. I wasn't dreaming. So imagine a cream egg, but it's a... Was it Nutella or was it Kinder? I think it was Kinder.
Kinder, and a Kinder egg with
no,
a surprise in it.
Yeah, but no, but it was a Kinder egg with goo. There was no surprise. It was a creamy goo.
Better off with a chomp and a tennis ball. I'm telling you, at the same price.
How are they linked?
I've explained this, right? So a Kinder surprise. The surprise isn't usually much of a surprise. And the chocolate's not great.
You get a chomp
and a tennis ball, or even like a multi-pack of ping pong balls. That's a better toy and a better chocolate than a Kinder Surprise.
It doesn't come in the yellow time capsule though, does it?
The only good thing for yellow time capsules is bringing them into the bath, clicking them together, and
you what put the hell
them,
do you do with them?
You put them down to the bottom of the bath, if they're clicked together, and they fly out of the water.
Oh, because of the air.
Yeah, man, that's the only good thing for them, or smuggling things. But
yeah, no, that's illegal.
I wouldn't do that.
I'll try and find out. Was it a Kinder or was it a Nutella or a Bruno? It was a cream egg with goo.
How late was this now you were watching this?
It wasn't that late. It was about 9 o'clock.
Sure this really happened?
You know, it definitely did happen. I remember thinking this is a weird time of the year for it.
If you like it, then you should have stuck your freezer in it.
Yeah, you should. Milton Keynes, which I've been told by people from the UK, is just basically concrete and roundabouts. I'm sure there is more to it, in fairness, than that. They were having a martial arts competition. At the weekend in Oak Grove School. It was a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Open Championship. It was just held on Saturday, and there's loads of fellas there, grown up lads, fellas who, you know, are good at this stuff. And I didn't know that Tom Hardy has a blue belt in Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes, I've seen videos of him. He's very good.
I mean, I would have never messed with him anyway, but now especially.
No, he's a tough nut. I've seen him. And Jiu-Jitsu's tough. I think Jiu-Jitsu's one of the most physically demanding, because you need to train in your whole body. Like, you're holding fellas down, you're pinning guys down, you're kicking, you're punching, the whole lot.
So basically he won gold.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
But the organisers knew there was a good chance he was going to turn up, but he kept the appearance totally low key.
Yeah.
Probably had his hood up anyway.
He does the thing. He stands on the podium at the end and everything.
No, but in the queue though, if he's queuing up to go in, he has his hood up, does he not?
I don't think he cares.
He kept his appearance quiet. They said he was brilliant. Fans approached him for photographs. The Maz and the audience were all over him.
I have a theory on
this.
Quote, I think he's going to be a superhero in something. And I think he's learning jiu-jitsu because he's that dedicated. I bet you he becomes a black belt. Does jiu-jitsu go up to black, or is blue belt the top notch?
Asking the wrong bloke.
I think he's going to learn jiu-jitsu for a role. I bet you this is for a movie role.
I think you should do the Euro Millions tomorrow, because you're not wrong.
What?
There's a film coming called Warrior.
There you go.
And he's apparently training for that. But I'm sure he didn't get the blue belt just for the crack.
No, but jiu-jitsu is one of the toughest ones to learn. And yeah, if you were going to be a warrior in a movie, this would be the best workout you could do, is to fight other guys.
Now, it's non-violent submissions.
Yes.
So
you basically pin guys until they go, okay.
Get off me.
Time out.
But he was very normal. I do know someone as well in real life who was on a thing with Tom Hardy in with cars all day, and very, very normal fella.
Yeah, he seems normal.
He's apparently a
nice fella.
He'd beef with Charlie's Taran, but apart from that, I haven't heard.
Did he? For what?
Oh, yeah, no, they'd.
I like the way he
wouldn't talk to each other.
He cuts down journalists who ask him private questions about his private life and his sexuality and stuff. Did you ever see those clips?
I haven't. And he just, fair enough.
He looked them up. He just goes, why are you asking me that? Why are you asking me that? And they don't know what to say then.
Who do you think is cooler, Tom Hardy or Russell Crowe?
Tom Hardy.
You didn't even have to flinch.
No.
Russell's a good crack though.
Is he?
Oh, what have you heard?
Nothing.
I don't know. You're Izzy? That's very...
If you
I know something.
direct choice between those two, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy,
he's definitely the coolest. There's very few cooler than him.
Well, there you go. If we have a jiu-jitsu competition in the National Stadium or something.
That's one of those ones I was watching early Peaky Blinders, and Tom Hardy appears wearing a big hat and he's brilliant. And he's like, some of the lines he has, I was like, Tom Hardy's in this as well. It's great.
And he could throw you around the room.
Now, you like an L plane tracker. I've used the L boat tracker from time to time. What's that boat out there?
I like knowing what's on the boat. Does it tell you what's on the boat?
I don't know.
Like, but if you're waiting on a car or something, or a parcel coming from China, and you could see that your parcel's on the boat, although you probably just tease yourself, it takes a long time. So there is a website and also an app called OSearch. Now, it's spelt search with a C, but the rest of it is, as you'd expect, OSearch to be. OSearch.org. And basically, it tracks sharks.
So there's thousands of sharks have been tagged over the years. So you can see where they are. And if you really want to get into it, you can try and become friends with one and keep an eye on one, because they all have friendly names.
They do. So it would take the edge off you if I told you she's 12 foot, but her name is Chloe. And she's just off the coast of Australia.
So you can log on to this app now and see where Chloe is.
You can go on and see where Chloe is. I would... well, first of all, we're safe, right? If you're going swimming today in Ireland, you'll be grand.
There's no tagged ones.
Well, what do you mean? So there could be a great white.
There's loads of them. There's loads of sharks that are not tagged.
That's too cold here, though, for them, isn't it?
Yeah, you get the odd one, yeah.
So off the coast of America, right, if you're going to Florida, I'd be bloody careful. West Coast, not so much. I don't know what's wrong with the West Coast for them. They're not as bothered. They do like a bit of South America, but seriously, Australia is... They're ravenous for Australia right now. So just to give you an idea, like, Theodosia, she's nice. She was last pinged there a few hours ago. She's 12 foot 6 inches, weighs 664 pounds. Theodosia.
You can spend the whole day just looking at this. It's like if you don't have a fish tank at home, it's like the world is your fish tank.
Kimmy is a tiger shark. There's even a photograph of Kimmy, so you can see what the shark looks like. 906 pounds, 13 foot 1 inch. And also on the tracker, you can see where they've been swimming in the last few days. So there's a yellow line that goes from wherever they were last spotted to right now, their last ping.
They need to have a new app like this for Muppets, so that you can go on, kind of like dating apps, where you can see there's people in your area. You can see, like, there's a couple of Muppets in Central right now. I'm not going around. Oh, no, there's a Muppet. There's a Muppet, a really bad driving Muppet on the M50. Steer clear.
He's the one who caused the crash. That's a great idea.
A Muppet tracker.
A Muppet tracker. Where would you tag them? Where in their body would you stick the little thinger?
You'd have to go up behind a Muppet when they're not looking and just attach the tracker to the back of their jacket or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's a, you can have different types. You can have complete Muppet. You can have kind of a Muppet. You can have total Muppet.
Yeah, being a big Muppet today. Well, look, we're always fascinated by sharks. If we weren't, there would be no shark documentaries on National Geographic.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Whether you're 440 or 400. So OSearch is the website, osearch.org. Track your sharks. You know.
Yeah.
You'll know when it's safe to go in the water.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So all the UK papers are still banging on about Phil and Holly and the queue. And after this morning, played a pre-recorded 10-minute piece, which they didn't put up on their...
No, it said the comments would be...
On their playback.
And they faded it out at the end with the photograph of the Queen... to the point where you couldn't flag them. It was like, oh, that was tasteful.
Yeah, and Holly said some really weird comment about the queue moving fast, but the Queen was very still. It was like, what? Anyway.
Look, David Beckham brought donuts and queued for 12 hours.
So. There's a petition online to try and get them sacked, but sure, there's a petition every day to try and get somebody sacked.
Well, there's 35,000 people on it.
And it's been pushed back a few weeks. And So
the NTA is going to be on.
Right.
They're in 3 weeks' time. Meant to happen this week.
And they always win.
They might get booed. Is that a public vote?
But that be all done now. The votes will be in.
Not sure.
Now, I'm telling you, right? I don't know about Holly, but Philip Schofield, the thing that people are kind of giving out about is that he's become a little bit smug or a little bit sort
become.
Of...
Become.
Huh?
Become.
Yeah, but even worse than he used to be.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's kind of smug and he sort of talks down to people and he has this little sort of smirk to himself as if he's, you know. But people are saying that Alison Hammond is great when she fills
in. She's good, yeah.
Craig Doyle is the best when he fills in. He's better than all the others, even Dermot.
Dermot O'Leary.
Dermot O'Leary. Craig Doyle is really. I know we've given him some slackings, but the Dermot. Craig Doyle is really good. He's very funny, very natural, very popular.
Very Partridge, I know, but Richard and Judy never brought the show into dispute like this.
Ah, well, when her dress fell off, there was an instant.
That wasn't a genuine mistake.
I know, and Richard certainly got them into loads of trouble. Some really inappropriate things, but just clangers. He's Partridge, that fella.
Did you everyone see the news this morning that Brendan Gleeson will present Saturday Night Live in the middle of October?
Wow.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Who'll he be introducing?
I don't know. It'll be the middle of October.
I know, yeah.
Somebody probably very cool. Ladies not as good as him, though.
Billie Eilish.
The Kardashians are bringing out a new bra in a few days' time.
Bruh.
It'll be wired. So they've gone from bralettes, which is a stretchy sports bra top that you can wear.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Bralettes.
And the wired bra is making a comeback. So their underwear range is worth 3.2 billion just for knickers and bras.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
So that's coming out soon.
Keep it pennies, hon.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. House of the Dragon is going to jump forward for the next episode. I hope this isn't a spoiler now. I don't think it is. Crossy's watching it, so probably not. It's going to jump 10 years ahead in next week's episode, meaning that some of the actors will be replaced by older people.
And Andor is drops on Disney Plus today. And now it is for over 17s. And we asked if Denise, if she's instantly took the job because of the incredible script.
When Star Wars came along, I didn't take the job because it was Star Wars. I took the job because the scripts are insane good. And then I started finding out who else was going to be involved. And it's like the entire London theatre scene has just been transported to space. So, like, I guess there was excitement. Yes, also there was gratitude because the pandemic started and I was gainfully employed. And, like, that meant that I didn't have to worry like the way some of my friends did.
And yes, that is an Irish accent. Apparently she went to, she's from Ennis.
She's excellent Ennis. Diction.
She does, yes.
Actors can be very well trained with their speech.
So that's good news. Very good
news.
Andor.
Yeah, I will give it the go.
And if you love Drag Race, it is back tomorrow on BBC 3, 9 o'clock. RuPaul, celebrity guests this year include our friend, Aisling B. Haven't met her yet, maybe someday. Alison Hammond. Ollie Alexander, Tess Daly and Joanna Lumley. Something for everybody there.
Warning, all new RuPaul's Drag Race UK is coming.
Let the games begin!
Yeah! May cause intense eye-popping.
This is the Hunger Games of drag.
Bring on the queens!
Oh! Extreme jaw-dropping.
Oh, Brit crew!
Cheeky.
Let's see what you got.
Touch all this wet skin.
Yes, much wetter.
Excessive cry laughing.
You want more of this?
Oh, is that rain?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Allure's on dance. That's a great tune. That could be a nod at some point this week. That is Dish the Dirt for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.